Laura Kelly is running for a second term as Democratic governor in a deep red Kansas. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, Kelly touts a balanced state budget and her administration's work to expand the state's economy.
During a debate at the state fair in Hutchinson, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly riled up the crowd by focusing on how both state government and the Kansas economy are in better shape than when she took over from a Republican. She says she inherited a troubled state budget, still recovering from tax cuts enacted by former Republican Governor Sam Brownback. But she wanted to know if her challenger, Republican Derek Schmidt, believed the same.
Yeah, I've got to ask you, Derek, do you really think we were better off under Sam Brownback than we are now?
Kelly ties Schmidt to Brownback, at times one of the least popular governors in the country. She focuses on that in this political ad.
Sam Brownback's cuts had left our schools dangerously underfunded.
Kelly says Schmidt defended unconstitutional education funding levels during Brownback's tenure, although she doesn't note that, as Attorney General, he had no choice.
He even went to court to keep them in place. Kansas can't afford to go back to those days. We must keep moving forward with fully funded schools.
Kelly says her leadership steadied a teetering ship. She balanced the state budget by working with GOP lawmakers and helped bring in new businesses and jobs, including a $4 billion Panasonic plant coming to DeSoto. If she's reelected, Kelly tells voters they can expect much of the same.
I will build on our foundation and grow the economy through strategic investments that we know work.
Schmidt, meanwhile, attacks her record on the economy. He likens her to President Joe Biden. He says Democratic policies have led to rising prices in Kansas. He also argues she failed in education by closing schools during the COVID-19 pandemic and blocking a bill that would give parents more say in classrooms. But Kelly fares much better in Kansas than Biden. Fort Hays State University's most recent Kansas Speaks poll shows Kansans view Kelly positively, while they view Biden negatively.
Kansas is a Republican state. It is not a conservative Republican state in the way that some other states surrounding us are.
That's Alexandra Middlewood, a political scientist at Wichita State University. She says Kelly scores points with both Democrats and moderate Republicans by keeping her campaign focused on vital topics, like education and the economy. That gives Kelly a shot to upset another GOP hopeful, like she did in 2018. Polling shows she and Schmidt are neck and neck. Middlewood says that's not surprising.
Especially as we see politics become more and more polarized, there are some voters that are looking for that middle-of-the-road, moderate candidate.
Like Schmidt, Kelly has never lost an election in her nearly 20 years in Kansas politics. They also served together in the Kansas Senate. The Republican-dominated legislature would surely like to see Kelly defeated. She vetoed many of its bills, like one it passed banning transgender girls from girls' sports. Kelly says that issue should be left to sports organizations that consider cases on an individual basis, and the state should focus on more important matters.
We really do need to focus on the issues of true concern to people, our education, our economy, our healthcare access.
Kelly also promises to block the legislature's most conservative ideas. She says they don't reflect Kansas views. Starting with abortion, that Republican supermajority in the legislature wanted an amendment to the state constitution. It would have opened the door for a total ban. In August, voters rejected it, overwhelmingly.
People recognize that you can go too far and policies can be too extreme. And that's not what the mainstream wants.
Kelly's chances of re-election may be helped by another conservative in the race. State Senator Dennis Pyle, a longtime Republican, left the party to run as an independent. He could draw away votes that might otherwise go to Schmidt. Election day is November 8th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.